It's unacceptable that black people do not feel safe in this area. And that diversity has become nothing more than an outdated buzzword children are taught in classrooms.
Unacceptable!
It is unacceptable that hate crimes that are happening here are not being rectified.
Andrea Stuckey stood with hundreds of other women during this year's Eureka Women's March. Before beginning her speech, she revealed to the crowd that she was nervous, but determined to make her voice heard as a black woman who grew up in Humboldt County.
I was feeling like I kind of wanted to stay in bed. but then, you know what? I thought about the speech I had, and I thought about all of my ancestors who fought and who got out of bed every day in the face of oppression. And that's what fills what I'm doing here today, is every time hatred rises up against any people anywhere, you know, it's my duty and my right to stand up against it.
This was the third year in a row that women in Humboldt County marched in synchronicity with the nation, even with the march starting in controversy and ending with more division. Rain and confusion over whether the march was happening may have caused less numbers to attend, but marchers like Bernadette Lincoln stood in the rain with her family.
I'm not going to buy into the divisiveness. I'm a woman. Women need to stick together no matter what our culture, race, creed, whatever, sexual orientation.
Lincoln, who is Tlingit, Crow, and Filipina, knew the controversy of the march, which is described as overwhelmingly white. But she decided she wasn't going to boycott today's event. Margaret Emerson agreed. She was at the march early with half a dozen other women who identified as elder feminists of the movement. She said this march was bigger than any divisions happening with the organization and that it was important to represent more than just women, but also equality.
But we need to show everybody that we're here, we're aware, and we're not going back into the closet.
March brought close to 900 people to the Mattaquette Plaza and Old Town Eureka. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.